She was born in the Beauce region, but is now living hardcore in the middle of the townships in Sherbrooke. Mireille Pruneau is quite a force to be reckoned with, let me tell you, and we are going to be learning more and more just what kind of a force. Her CD, On My Way, is going to be launched next week at Pub Saint-Malo in Sherbrooke, and you're going to want to be there. You are going to want to be a part of this happening, because this is when she's still accessible, folks. This is when she's still at a point where her career hasn't taken off so much so that dates get tricky to book and whatnot. But let me tell you, there is nobody more down to earth than Mireille Pruneau. She's in the studio with me right now, sitting there with her guitar perched on her lap and her pick between her teeth. And ready to talk about embarking on this quest for music. So welcome to the CJMQ studios, Mireille.
Merci, Sheila. Thank you.
It's great to have you here tonight. Now, if anyone had a chance to have breakfast with me this morning, as you sometimes do, and had a look at the Dishpan Hands column, you will have read Trading Hum for Strum, which was the Dishpan Hands column in the Record this morning, all about Mireille Pruneau, with a fantastic photo taken by none other than Township's photographer and Richmond Regional High School art teacher, Julia Barrowman. They didn't credit her. I was a little upset about that That's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's a Julia Barrowman original photo that is from the liner notes, no less, of On My Way. So, Mireille, we had a chance to talk about it's your history of music, basically.
Yeah.
It's the soundtrack of your life.
Yes,
it really is. We've had this chance to learn. I had this opportunity to talk to you about your musical history. Now, growing up in Saint-Prosper, you said about 4,500 residents, and I love, you have to tell the story about your friends and your literal garage band. You got to tell our audience this story, because it really is your roots and where this music all comes from.
Yeah, so there was maybe four guys I used to hang out with all the time, and we all played in Harmonie, which is kind of the band, in high school. And then at some point, we're just like, we should maybe form a band. Okay, you know, let's do it. So I was playing saxophone then, and we had a bass player, a guitar player, and a drummer. And right. We didn't really have a singer. We didn't really care about the singing parts yet.
Hey, if you've got that much music down, that's great.
That's it. And then one of our friends, actually, who was part of that band, his grandpa had a big barn in the backyard that was not being really used anymore, just for storage. There was like an old tractor in there and a Christmas decoration.
Sure.
And there was like two floors to it.
Okay.
And on the second floor, there was practically like nothing there. So we kind of approached the grandpa and asked him if we could use that space just as a hangout spot to, you know, just chill and then play our music and not disturb anyone.
Right.
So when you learn, like, whew, think about the clarinet when people are, oh, le son du canard, là. So then we all got together weekend and put some walls up with insulation all around the top floor, and put a heating system there, brought the drums in. We even painted outside. We all did like a huge happy face. That's when like the happy face first like came out, and it was huge, right?
Yeah.
And we all like kind of did our own like interpretation of her happy face. Mine was like a peace and love sign. It was like a lot of colors in it. And the other guys was like different things about what they liked about their music. So on all the walls, there was like a huge happy face with that represented all of us. And then we used to hang out there all the time, like all the weekends. And like we'd skip school sometimes and end up there in the afternoon.
Now, as a teacher, you're not supposed to be saying that. So I'm like, God, teachers have never skipped school.
No. It was for a good cause, though.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
It was fun times, though.
And, you know, I think you can appreciate this as well. Both of us work with teenagers in a high school.
Yeah.
And I think one of the most important things about that time in your life is having some space.
Oh, yeah.
Having that's space it. Of your own. So the fact that you guys had this opportunity to have this, like, it was like your own loft.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible.
Oh,
yeah. That's,
it was our place, for sure. It was our place. We had the key to the lock to get into the la grange, the garage.
Right.
And it's around the time also that Weezer came out with their Blue album.
Yeah.
And you know the song, In the Garage Where I Belong. That was their soundtrack then.
Oh, I remember the Weezer summer very, very well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you have this chance to, if you've got creative friends who also want to collaborate musically. You've got a creative space.
Yes.
And yet, part of the interesting aspect of this that we discussed for the interview for the column is the fact that you wound up having quite a big interest in learning and performing songs that were in English.
Uh-huh.
But you're growing up in the Beauce with not necessarily that much of an English surroundings or background.
I know. So, yeah.
And it was friends that came through for you then too, just not the ones that you're hanging out with, but the ones you were watching on TV. So tell us a little bit about your experience with embarking on a bilingual background.
Well, I mean, my parents don't speak a word of English. Still to this day, maybe a few words here and there. But I was always drawn to it somehow because I listened to a lot of music. And even though we live in Quebec, like a lot of the radio music, there's a good 60% that's pretty much in English.
Sure.
And then I was really drawn to that music. And I was curious to know what they were talking about. So I often listen to music with a dictionary, trying to figure out what they were saying. And then I kind of did the same also, as I was telling you earlier, with Friends, which is a pretty popular show. And then we had like a few English channels, and I'd watch it. And I remember times like watching it and just getting like two words out of it.
Yeah.
Like two words. Beside a hello and how are you, you know?
Yeah.
But I would just keep watching and trying to grasp what was happening again with my dictionary. And am I close enough?
Yeah, you're great.
Okay, good. All right. And I was telling you, there's a lot of reruns. And then after the third or fourth time watching it, I was starting to really understand what was going on. So that's how I kind of got drawn to English. And I had a friend also that I had met in my high school. She was on an exchange from BC, and she really embarked me into the English boat.
It's incredible how when you wind up having a social connection language-wise, it changes everything, because suddenly there's much more of a casual thing to learning the language, and yet there's also a much stronger motivation than anything else, because you want to figure out how to communicate with each other.
Yeah.
So important.
No,
that's
when it becomes real, when you feel like, okay, I need to talk to this person and I need those words.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. So you through that, you had a chance to go and visit BC for a while and continued to develop this bilingual background. You graduated from high school and attended Champlain.
Yes.
Now, you had mentioned that was, you studied languages and language and literature.
Yes, that's it.
As a program and studied classical guitar.
Yes.
Right at that point. Now, what was, that's a completely different form from the much more casual learning to play the guitar. Like when it's that, what was that like? You were in a situation where it was something much more rigid and very much with a purpose of learning it a certain way.
Yeah, well, I needed to be disciplined.
That's totally different, yeah.
No, but I mean, like, at that point, a lot of what I played on the guitar stuff, I had kind of taught myself all the chords and riffs in there, and I was pretty happy with that. And I just kind of wanted to, I just needed a challenge on the guitar. I just needed to know there's other things, you know, like just to kind of, it's really inspiring to just try other styles. Just, you try it, you know, and you kind of get what you like out of it, and then you move on if you don't want to pursue it. So, but the classical guitar was quite a challenge. I wanted to try to read the music on the guitar. I was able on other instruments, mm-hmm. but I wanted to try to learn it on the guitar, and it was quite a big challenge. I practiced a lot. I still kind of know half of a few songs I learned.
Yeah, that just shows you whether it sticks with you or
not. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but I really enjoyed it, and but it was not for me. Like, I took what I wanted out of it, and...
You finished at Champlain, went on to Bishop's University, began with the Faculty of Education, mm-hmm. and also jazz guitar, mm-hmm. at that point, another medium and another discipline as well, like, yeah. another avenue, something good. All of these different aspects of a musical background is really great for any musician,
yeah.
Whether or not it winds up being the thing you focus on.
That's
or not,
it.
Right?
Well, c'était vraiment enrichissant. Mm-hmm. It was very, like, I did a lot of theory, music theory, too. Mm-hmm. And it's really mathematic. People don't realize how music can be mathematic.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed doing that.
Great. Well, all right. So you finish in the Faculty of Education in spring of 2005 and go to work at Richmond Regional High
yeah.
School. Now at that point you began in the French department.
Yeah.
And but still keeping that thread, that interest in music and continuing all along. Now a couple of years go by, you have a chance to have this teaching experience, but also continue your musical experience,
yeah.
as well. So now, through another staff member at school, you learned about a recording studio. So talk to us about the experience of going in and recording for the first time. What was that like?
Well, first I was a little self-conscious about my music, you know, because not a lot of people have heard my music.
Right.
Like, my sister had heard a couple tunes, but I would say none of my friends really heard my stuff.
Okay.
I just kept it. It was all in my room. I was doing my own thing, you know. And then, so when I decided I wanted to record, I had to, you know, like, get my music tight and then show it to the guys. And they also have to write their parts to it. So at first I was like, oh, is this, like, good enough, you know? Is this worth being recorded? And
well, you've got to wonder at that point, too. You're kind of like, if you've been keeping it sort of under wraps, your family's like, what? You're going to record your music? Okay. We'd like to hear you play, maybe, before we buy the CD.
But it was, like, you're laughing, but it was a bit, like, my sister knew, my parents knew I was playing, but I was playing, like, I was more pursuing my own music when I moved out of Saint-Prosper.
Okay.
So, like, I guess they knew I was writing some stuff, but not to the extent that I wanted to record.
Yeah.
So when I said that, it was, like, a bit of a surprise to them. <That's>
I love it.
Yeah. So I guess I was a bit like, a little insecure as anyone who first starts doing something,
of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I got in there and the guys really liked the music and they were very encouraging and really helpful as how to put it together. So like after a couple of hours, I was like right at ease with these great musicians. I was having a good time, kind of trying to figure out ways to make the songs like better and better.
Sure.
And then we recorded it all in one day.
Oh, that's just incredible.
Uh-huh.
So that was in Warwick?
Yes, in Warwick.
Yeah, out towards the Victoriaville
yeah,
area.
That's it.
And that would have come out in 2007, I think,
I think so, yeah. Yeah, 2007, yes. Yeah.
Which just seems funny, but it's already been that long.
Yeah.
But So that was more of a demo with a couple of tracks on it.
Yeah.
And then, we'll continue on, you know, there's so much to talk about. So why don't you strum us out a little bit? We're going to go to a little break, throw on a couple of tracks here, and then we'll be coming back with Mireille Pruneau in the studio here at CJMQ. You're listening to Dishpan Hands. That's DH Radio. This is 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q, and you keep listening now.
If
That was Regina Spektor from her album Begin to Hope with Better. Now, she has a new album coming out. It will be out. Let me see. I was just checking her website, which is reginaspektor.com, and that's reginaspektor.com, Regina Spektor. A new album coming out June 23rd called Far. If you go online, you can look either on YouTube or on her site and at reginaspektor.com, and you can actually have a chance to see her new video and hear a little bit of the new stuff that's coming. It's great. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q. Here from her new CD, this is Mireille Pruneau from On My Way with Perspectives. Why not listen? Give that a listen here on DH Radio. If you want to call in, the number is 819-822-1838. You will be talking to Sheila Q. So here is Mireille Pruneau with Perspectives on CJMQ.
You
Yeah, that's Weezer. If any of you are astute music listeners out there, you're going to recognize that Mireille Pruneau is now a strumming with a Say It Ain't So. We just heard Perspectives from her new CD, On My Way. You got to get your hands on this, folks. You can actually come and buy it here at the station at 184 Queen Street in Lennoxville, or you can pick it up at Archambault, which is pretty big news. We'll get to that later, though, and to the launch next Tuesday, June 16th at Pub Saint-Malo, but we'll give you all that information, so just stick around. It's a little carrot dangling for you, my friend. So Mireille Pruneau is here in studio, and we've been talking about her musical progression and the soundtrack of her life, like getting to all these various different stages that have worked up, that have led up to you. I'm holding the CD, is here, it's in my hands in the studio right now. That's you on the cover holding your guitar. Julia Barrowman, photographer, yes. Having worked her magic and put you on caught you on film as well. So now we've had a chance to, we've gone along with you through high school and the uh-huh. literal girl, it was a barn band, really.
Yes, a barn band.
to Champlain College here in Lennoxville, to Bishop's University also in Lennoxville, to working at Richmond Regional High School, doing your first demo. Now the contests start to come up. So the first one was with Radio Énergie in Sherbrooke, and so explain to us how you found out about that and decided to enter.
Well, actually, I had looked into entering other contests in the past, but most of them require French songs, and I'm not there yet. I'm not writing in French. Maybe one day, but sure. For now it's coming in English, so I'm going to keep it the way it is.
Yep, keep listening to that muse.
They also required, other contests required a demo, which I didn't have. You know, in the past. So after doing that demo, I was able to enter the contest that allowed the English music.
Sure.
And Radio Énergie put on this contest that's called Radio Boost Énergie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a coworker, Geneviève Côté, who came running in my classroom in the morning. She's like, la la la, Mireille, la 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 la. Like when she gets excited, she's like, ground energy through the roof.
That's true.
So I was like, okay, slow down. Like, tell me, like, what she has to slow
la,
down.
La, la.
So she's like, well, I heard about this contest on radio. I think they let English music enter, so I think you should give it a shot. I was like, okay, Jenna, I'll look it up. So then I get a minute in the day looking it up, and then I was like, yeah, like they asked for a demo, three songs. I'm like, I got that, and that's pretty much all the requirement they wanted. So that was obviously playable on the radio.
Sure.
And so I gave it a shot, and I sent it in, and I was the first artist who was picked out of the bunch, I guess.
That's so cool.
So I was
so that would have been spring 2008.
That's right, yeah. So I was l'artiste boost énergie avril 2008.
So you're Little Miss April 2008.
C'est ça.
With the guitar to boot.
Yeah.
So you had a chance with that winning. You wound up having an interview live in the studio,
yes.
Which we listened to from RHS.
Yes,
called
I
in. That
yes.
was so much fun. The students were all around. And you won a guitar, which
yes.
is the one that you were holding currently.
Oui, right madame. Now. Une belle Richard. Very good guitar.
And what else was there? I'm trying to remember what the full...
There was a month of
that's
promotion,
right.
Yeah.
So a month of radio play, basically, at the station, which is invaluable. That's wonderful.
For sure.
Amazing. So you have that experience.
Yes.
And then along comes Sequoia with another contest.
That's
now, explain that one. How did that work?
Well, that was just a couple months after the Radio Énergie, and I heard that on the radio. It's actually another friend from work who told me about it. If I'm right, I think it was Marie-Pierre Cormier who told me.
Oh, ben, did she come in with a la 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 la?
No, she wasn't as hyper. No, she was more, she's more of a la la. Faut que tu fasses ton concours là.
Ben oui, là, tu vas le faire,
ça.
Là.
C'est ça, et plus la main. Là,
with a big blink.
C'est ça, c'est comme un ordre, là. Fais-le, là. So, I got all the information. And it was a bit, well, that one, they only required one track.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, which one do I pick? You know,
that's,
it's like
choosing between your children.
It's like, wow, which one do I think has the best potential for Sequoia, which is more of a maybe rock station, mm-hmm. right? So I kind of looked through my songs, and that's actually Perspective that we heard earlier.
Yes.
Right. So, and I guess they really liked it. Le jury, the people who picked me out of the five, were like, there was Étienne Dumont from C'est quoi. There was also Laura Martin, a writer in the Tribune.
Okay.
And Marie-Luce Bellin, singer, famous singer in Quebec.
Sure.
And so, yeah, they picked me out of the bunch, and they phoned me in August, I guess a week or two before we go back to class.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, you have to play live, and you're going to play the Grenada with France d'Amour's musicians. I was like, oh, that's great.
Wow.
Yeah, so we kind of pulled everything together, and then that was just in the performance was end of August.
Wow.
Just the weekend before going back to class.
Oh, man, and that's such a busy time, but so
is.
Such a great such a great boost and such a merited win.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, there were prizes involved as far as that goes. There was the performance.
Yes.
There was also a cash prize of $5,000.
That's right.
And 15 hours in the studio, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So not now you've got ammo. You know,
yeah,
you
that's
had
it.
A chance to have a little radio play with Radio Energie, and then you get a chance to do this this other contest and wind up with some funds and whatnot that you can pursue
yeah.
more recording
yeah.
with. So now at this point, you wind up going into the studio, or you send your you sent information to your
the
musical
musicians?
Yes information to your the musicians that you had worked with in the past. You
yes.
stayed with the same group from the
yes.
demo, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So, who were the musicians that you worked with?
Well, they're Francis Gaulin on the drums, mm-hmm. Martin Letendre à la basse, David Roux at electric guitar, and Sébastien Girard at the keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
And also Lilia Jobin, who did background vocals for me, and also Mélanie Leduc, who did some background vocals on the CD.
Great. So you send off information to them. They work on their parts and
that's
whatnot.
That's right, yeah.
And in November, you wind up back in the studio at Audiobec, which is here in was that the case?
Actually,
that
in November, we met in the studio in Warwick
okay.
at Francis Studio to do a pre-production.
Okay, so that was before pre-Audiobec.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So now you get a chance to start putting the bones down, getting
exactly.
that, fleshing out the CD. And in January, that was when you actually,
yes.
January, February, you begin the recording and
yeah.
putting together of the actual album.
That's
so
it.
You worked with, it's a Mr. O'Malley?
Yeah,
Larry O'Malley here
yeah.
In Lennoxville at Audiobec.
Yes.
And quite a professional outfit, you were saying, like a really tight ship.
Yeah, he's the best setup. Like he's got the best setup in the region here, and he's really picky about his work, and he wants to do his work well.
Sure.
So it's great. It was a great experience to record with him.
So you get that done, put it all together, have a chance to hear this
mm-hmm.
a CD, a professional compilation of your thoughts, your music,
yeah.
and you also worked with Sean, who's
yes.
who's your love interest.
My love interest. I like that.
I was
love
trying to figure out what to put down. How now? What
I
do we call
it.
Mr. Sean Naylor?
Mr. Sean.
We'll call him the love interest.
The love interest. I like that.
So what track was it that you worked on with him?
It's called In Your Eyes. It's actually it's a little riff that I had on the guitar. Had this little riff and I had words to it, and I also had a chorus. And then one day I was just fooling around, and Sean was just like doing spoken word on it, you know, because he writes poetry.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's cool, you know. Yeah, I think that could work. And then I was kind of doing the chorus after singing.
Sure.
And we're like, yeah, like we should give it a shot. You know, I really just like. I just wanted to do something different. Like this
yeah.
CD, it's like there's I'm touching a lot of musical styles.
Sure.
I'm touching a bit of blues, a bit of folk, borderline country,
mm-hmm.
A bit of reggae. It's subtle, but it's there, you know. So I wanted to try something different.
Oh,
so,
that's so great.
And we had no clue how that one was going to come out. And it came out like, oh, it sounds so good with the rest of the band. And the band actually, when that was one of the songs that I would say generated the most energy when we were doing the pre-production. Right. So just come, and the guys actually, there's a misunderstanding. They didn't know we were doing that song. So the guys had to write the charts the day of.
Wow.
While we're recording the other tracks, Martin, the bass player, was like doing the charts to the song with his iPod, listening to the music, and kind of gave a charts to the guys. So the guys had no clue how this thing sounded like. And then we just tried it, and it, like, Sean and I were like, whoa. And even the guys are like, whoa, really, 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 really like this song. Like, we had no clue what it was going to be like. And then it was like...
Well, I think, you know what? That's such a great sell. We have to... We got to play it then. So it's on here. It's track five. We're going to... Let's go out with that one. So do you want to introduce it? introduce it so we can launch it on the show here.
In Your Eyes.
By Mireille Pruneau. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. This is Dishpan Hands.
Eternal abyss, it seems a mystery that this life is stuck to me. Where is the way out? Do you see the way out? Frustrating, no doubt, captivated by what I can't see, and what I can't see captivates me. Hold on long, I am. We are headstrong. Give up the search in dirt 6 feet under. This has become greater than a seventh world wonder. Ambition, tracing trails to the veil, held of the soul so frail, fragile existence, held by persistence, a journey so effervescent, yet this is the essence of my existence. Yeah. To stop the hurt, this is full-time work. Protect the safe, you have the key to set me free. Necessary pain, clean out the dead, give life to the soul. Yeah. Breathe past a place of memory, to an unknown place inside of me, to where I have not seen, no blood, no bleed. Bound and not free, I'm not wrong or right, but we're here in a dog fight. Give it time, it'll work out fine. I freeze, lost in words.
All out the window.
Abandon all reason.
Winds of change.
It's time, a new season.
What can I say?
And a tear falls.
And a tear falls down. In your eyes, I can find reason to I can find
was Mireille Pruneau from her CD On My Way with In Your Eyes. That's track 5. So, Mireille, this coming week, you're going to be launching this super fantastic CD.
Yes.
And so talk to us about the launch. This is something that, this is an initiative of your own.
Yes.
So let the listeners know how they can be a part of all this.
Well, it's a big organization. It's going to be really fun. First, all the musicians are going to come out and play. And we're going to do it at Pop Saint-Malo, which is on Jean Cartier in Sherbrooke. Mm-hmm. And we're praying for sun.
Sure.
Yeah. So we can...
Rosaries on the clothesline.
That's it. So you were hoping to do it. That's it. Sur la terrasse outside. Mm-hmm. And the plan is just to invite people to come out. You know, it's free entrance. The CD will be for sale on site also. And we just want people to come out and just have a good time with us. Just, we're going to play all the songs on the CD in two sets. And we'll take time between two sets to go and chat with people. And just have a good time.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
And I think it's such a great opportunity to get a feel for the music in its own true essence.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the studio polished recording, uh-huh. but when you get a chance to hear it live, that's a different experience altogether.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I think I'm stronger live than in the studio.
Really?
Well,
okay. All right, so it's Pug Saint-Malo, which is on Jean Cartier,
yes.
In Sherbrooke. And the hours again, it's 6:30?
Oh, yes, yeah, around 6:30, we ask people to come and show up around that time.
Okay,
yeah.
Till about 11?
Yeah, probably 10, 11-ish.
Okay,
yeah.
we won't put an end time on that for you just yet.
No.
So, and we're fortunate enough to have Mireille ready to play live for us here. So tell us what track you're going to play for us.
Oh, I'm going to play Graciously Uncertain.
Excellent. All right, you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. This is Dishpan Hands, and here is Mireille Pruneau.
I'm sure you've heard this many times, but I need to make up my mind. Tell me a shining light from up above, so I know that you're near me. And I'm sorry for not understanding. And I'm sorry, but I need you now. Could you make sure I don't miss out on anything? I wanna live to the fullest. And I'm sorry for not understanding. And I'm sorry, but I need you now. You know I'm sorry for sometimes doubting. And I'm sorry, but I need you now.
Oh my God, that was so, I am so impressed. That was so polished for just, we'll just sit down in the studio here at CJMQ, whip out the guitar and play a song. And oh, so good. And look, everybody out there listening, that's just a sample of how great this CD is. And you can pick it up at here at the station at CJMQ at 184 Queen Street in Lennoxville, or you can also buy it at Archambault. Mm-hmm. Oh, now tell us about the setup as far as that goes, because that's a pretty cool thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, Archambault, I knew, you know, I don't know if you know the band, it's kind of famous in Sherbrooke, Jake and the Leprechauns.
Yes.
So I kind of... I kind of know the bass player from when he worked at Archambault, mm-hmm. on the music side. And so I took a shot and I asked him, like, if there was a way to get into Archambault. And he told me to talk to a couple of people. And then I met with those people. And they liked what I did and they decided to put on display.
Oh, that is so great. Yeah. So go in and you probably won't even have to ask for it, because it's the CD On My Way is going to be out there and evident. And look on the cover, again, the photos in the liner notes are taken by Julia Berriman, who's the art teacher at Richmond Regional High School. And on the cover, it's Mireille in this great purple t-shirt holding her guitar slung along her back there. It's like it's really like you're traveling. That's part of what I love about it. All of the pictures inside actually, I think, really reflect a lot about that free spirit that you are. And I'm so grateful that you had a chance to come in and perform for us, but you're not off the hook yet. So we're gonna go off and do a few little announcements, and then we're gonna come back with the final four.
All right. 'Cause
you can't get out of the Dishpan Hand studio without the final four. So why don't you play us out, girly? You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q. This is Dishpan Hands, and we've got Mireille Pruneau in the studio. You're listening to Dishpan Hands on CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q. And, oh man, this has got to have been one of the most fun interviews. We've just laughed the whole time. It's been so, so great. Kind of discussing a little bit about how we got here as artists. It was just destined. It was just meant, absolutely meant to happen. So, yeah, like I said, you're not off the hook yet, Tootsie.
Oh.
Because it's time for the final four. All right. So, Mireille Pruneau, artist, teacher, well, this year, you know, one thing we didn't even talk about was the fact that you were surrounded by guitars this year. You sat in the...
Yes.
In what... I'm telling you, I went to Richmond Regional High School from fall 1986 to June 1991 and never saw anyone play a single instrument for a single class, and don't remember seeing that very much. Over the years, there have been different projects, but now there's... That band room is actually used...
Yes.
For music.
Back to the roots.
Exactly. And so the lineup of guitars is just fabulous.
Yeah,
and the students are nervous but excited and enjoying mm-hmm. themselves.
Yeah.
So it's really great that you've brought that back, and the high school has had an opportunity to bring back the music program.
It's a very nice challenge. And I also get to see some students under another light.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of them, in just in a regular classroom, it's hard to sit still and focus. In a music room, some of those little, like, hyper boys are just loving the guitar so much.
They're just having such a blast with it. Yeah. It's a totally different medium for them to express themselves a different kind of outlet, and it's tactile and all of this. All right, so back to the final four.
Yes.
Now, name for us, what would you say is your greatest strength, or among your greatest strengths?
I think it would be my perseverance.
Oh, well, look, you know, I think that's already been made very much evident over just the course of this interview. So anyone who knows you any more than that will agree. Okay, now what would you say reverse to that? What would you say would be one of your greatest weaknesses?
One of my greatest weaknesses, I think, would be I can be indecisive.
Okay.
Indecisive. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Indecisive?
Indecisive.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, yeah.
Indecisive. Yeah. I like to have a lot of people's opinion before I make up my own, but sometimes it'd be nice to just have, like, an answer right away.
Yeah, just be able to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, but so it's sort of it can be something that's good because it means you take your time, and yet sometimes I imagine it can feel like something is limiting.
Yeah, sometimes I'm waiting to get all the feedback before I make a decision. So,
before you make that move. So now, what is your favorite candy?
Sweet tarts.
Oh, that's my favorite candy.
Oh, they're so good.
Sweet tarts and rockets. Ah.
Oh, they're so good.
Mouth bleeding, it's okay. That's it's all worth it.
Belly ache after eating a whole roll.
Exactly. Sour sweet goodness. Now, what do you want to be remembered for?
What do I want to be remembered for? For someone who lived a life believing in God and believing in life.
That, you know what? I think that there is, it sounds like it could be a simple thing, and yet...
It's not.
It's not.
No.
Because that has to do with perseverance, too.
Yeah.
That has to do with strength and trust and a real... So you make sure and let everybody know that they should be listening to CJMQ. Thank you. You can play us out again. I just love to have more of that guitar as we go. That we've had Mireille Pruneau in the studio tonight, and just so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila.
Tuesday night, Pub Saint-Malo, 6:30. That's Jacques Cartier Street in Sherbrooke. Check it out. I'm going to be there for sure. So you watch for little old Sheila Q, who's rocking out with Mireille and the band. All right.